Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Beautiful morning in D.C. Good morning, B. Mitch. How you doing?
I am great, man. 78 degrees as I was driving in. I said, I'm liking this.
Yeah, man. I've enjoyed it. The only thing that is kicking my ass a little bit is the pollen, man.
Yeah.
I've
been kicking my ass for like the last month and a half, too.
Yeah, I feel like the last week, I don't know, the last like 5 days has kind of been bad for me.
You outside.
I have been outside a bunch.
Yeah.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Gets in my throat. I hate that. Plenty of sports last night. Now, we had no locals going. Obviously, the Caps are chilling. We got close to being able to figure out when the Caps' next game would be. Toronto beat Ottawa. And it was pretty nuts. I don't know if you watched any of that. Toronto beat Ottawa. I got to be home solo with the kids last night, Lamphill. Which is definitively not called babysitting, if anybody's asking.
You finally figured it out, huh?
I told you, Lauren had a fundraiser.
Yeah, a fun. No.
Margarita night
she
now constitutes a fundraiser.
Not a fund raider. I mean, raiser. She had a fundraiser.
Margarita night, Lamphill.
Margarita night at a girlfriend house. That is a fundraiser, not a fundraiser.
Yeah, margarita night seems like the opposite of a fundraiser.
No, not fund. The D is no longer in there. It's just fun.
Yeah, because they're spending the money, not raising it.
It's my understanding they raised funds, Lamphill. I don't know what to tell you.
They raised glasses.
So, but I was home solo, so I got control of all the TVs. So I didn't have to just go top TVs and Bravo on the big one. I had Full Swing going. I had hoops, hockey, hoops and puck. We got close. So Toronto was actually down in the third period, which would have meant that was going even longer. They were able to score twice. Then they got an empty netter. Really good finish. So the Eastern Conference is completely done in the NHL. Somebody asked me to explain this, so I'm going to explain it. So the first round in the NHL playoffs is seeded out the top three in each division and then two wild cards. So that's how the Caps faced the Canadiens because they were the one and they faced the eight. But the second round in the NHL, because they've had so much realignment and stuff, they want to build the division rivalries. So it's always going to be a divisional playoff game. Mm-hmm. That's why Washington's playing Carolina and Toronto's playing Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And even you go to the west side, it's Vegas versus Edmonton. We still don't know because Colorado won last night. That's going to a game seven, and then Winnipeg and St. Louis play tonight. If Winnipeg beats St. Louis, it starts to make a lot of sense for the Caps and the Canes to play Sunday,
mm-hmm,
because there wouldn't be another game for Sunday. If St. Louis wins tonight, this thing might take a while because you still just have other games. So if you want the Caps and the Canes to get going, and I think we're all pretty amped up for more playoff hockey.
Yeah.
You're rooting for the Jets tonight just to kind of close it out. And it's not a lock that the game would be Sunday, but it could be as early as Sunday.
As early as Sunday.
It could be.
What time? I needed to be later because I got a golf tournament Sunday.
My guess is, and I don't know this, my guess is it would be Sunday night.
Okay. I can handle that.
I don't know. I think they'd want it to be like a Sunday prime time.
I should be celebrating a victory, I think, if I play like I was supposed to play.
Well, Ainsley has a lacrosse championship at noon on Sunday.
Oh, you knock it out, baby.
So I need this game to at least be 4 or 5.
Yeah. Something like that.
All the Caps coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now.
Now.
I don't know if you watched any of this game last night, B, but I watched the first period, and then I went to bed of Edmonton-LA last night.
Nah.
They scored 5 goals in the first period.
Damn.
Yo,
wait, both of them together?
Combined.
Okay, I thought you said one team. Like,
it was 1-0 LA in like 90 seconds.
Damn.
Yo, it was like.
Like Mike Tyson knockout.
It was like watching UNLV in 1990. Like it was as fast paced as humanly possible. Mm. It was a lot.
Did they know something about the goalies?
They got power plays. Like it was just, I don't know. It was nuts. Edmonton went on to win that. I don't pretend to be a hockey expert, but when you hear the way hockey people talk about Connor McDavid, you could see it when you watch.
He's so smooth.
And smooth and fast.
Fast as hell.
It's hard to.
So you can see it when you watch him, kind of like I told you when I first saw Ovi, he just looked different. And McDavid's the same way.
Right. And Ovi's game is very different than McDavid's, but it's just a ton of fun. So we remain in this limbo of not knowing when Caps Canes is coming, but we know it's coming. The other side of that, Toronto and Florida is now settled. That'll be fun to watch. You know, when the Caps were playing the Canadiens, I was very much watching Hurricanes Devils because I told you, Lamphill, it was going to be Caps at 5. I knew they were going to win, and I knew they were going to play Carolina, and I think this is a tough opponent.
Just don't know when the game is.
I'm not as worried about watching Toronto. The Leafs and the Panthers, those are both good teams. The Panthers are obviously defending cup champs. I do think if Washington gets past this one, they're going to the cup final. So we'll see. Everybody stay tuned. There's also some hoops last night. Did you get to watch any hoops, B?
I got home late. I was hanging out with Jeff.
All right, but the basketball ended. It was dark out. So you weren't playing golf. They got TVs in the clubhouse over there.
It was dark. We were sitting outside talking.
All right. The end of the Knicks game.
Jeff was drinking Sprites.
The end of the Knicks game, Jeff was
drinking, no
was
lie.
Finished
he
from
he
what
was
I
drinking
understand.
Straight Sprite.
Well, when I left Forestville, he was not drinking straight Sprite. So something tells me somewhere along the way, Jeff had to figure his life out. Is that accurate, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
So you guys hung out at Rude for a while and then went and played golf at Woodmore.
But Duncan
Where'd
called
you go?
Me and say, "Man, you know, you want some?" I'm like, "Yeah, let's do this."
Yeah.
He didn't call me like that again.
Who called you like that?
Leah.
Oh, boy. So you guys went and played over there.
Yeah.
You played well, I take it?
He did all right.
And Jeff didn't even play.
Jeff was our ball spotter.
How'd he do it? That job?
He did a good job. He said, "I'm going to go up." I said, "Dude, just get out the way, though."
Jeff's just out here caddying.
Jeff was locating balls and stuff, man, getting this right.
Nah, man, I had to take down notes. I was watching so I could get my swing together.
Jeff, maybe as you try to figure out your role in the golf universe, caddy's a good spot.
Yeah, you big, you carry 2 bags.
Make good money if you
you do one round.
You double loop, you make good money.
You probably get 120, 150 per person.
Doug, if you are carrying a bag for 18 holes, you could easily walk with $300-$400.
That don't sound bad. I ain't gonna lie, that don't sound bad. Depending on who you carrying that bag for.
Yeah, if you got somebody playing army golf, it might
trash.
Be a problem.
Yeah, nah.
And
well, if they're trash, they're probably not paying no big tip.
Right. Well, and Jeff, getting the big tip also requires you to really know what you're talking about. And more than anything,
he,
be able to read greens.
He will make you know, believe that he knows what he's talking about.
Sometimes you just gotta say it with confidence.
Gift the gab, baby.
Yo, reading greens is a pretty binary result. Either you were correct or you were incorrect.
Hey, we'll find out. However, the shot finish.
Landfill in the text thread just said Jeff wants the big tip.
Yeah, I have to relax.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him pause for that.
What are we doing here?
Knicks advanced last night. I was pretty stunned by this.
You took Detroit, didn't you?
I ended up taking Edmonton. I liked Detroit in that game, but my pick, I mean, you can check with White Brian. I backed off Detroit. Landfill took it. I took Edmonton. Dude, so now you get Knicks Celtics in the next round.
Celtics going forward.
I agree with you. I'm a little blown away, though, by the numbers of this.
The numbers always look like that in the first game.
I'm saying for the series.
What's the numbers for the series?
Boston's minus 750.
Why are you blown away by that? Boston won. Did they win the championship?
Yeah. That gives the Celtics have about a 90% likelihood of winning this series.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
They are a better team. And Brunson has been dealing with injuries throughout.
He was great last night.
If he's not 100% in that whole series against Boston, they get handled.
He was 100% last night. He knows
how to cook, dog. And he can draw fouls.
He also shoved off on that three at the end. Like, pretty good little push.
I mean, it happens, Jay. Yeah. I mean, when you could, if she learned how to shove off like this,
he extended his hand.
A little bit.
They weren't going to call that, I understand.
Well, why not? If it was a foul, call it. I'm not going to call it late in the game. Call it. If it's a foul, it's a foul.
So the East playoffs are set. It's Cleveland and Indy and the Knicks and the Celtics. Honestly, I think unless you're a significant fan of one of those teams, I think that's all pretty boring. I think it's
– which game is it?
Cleveland Pacers. I think Cleveland wins in 5. Celtics-Knicks. I think the Celtics probably win in 6. The West could be a lot more interesting.
I know somebody took the Nuggets, didn't they? And then I took the Clippers.
You did take the Clippers. Warriors-Rockets is tonight, I think, right? I'll watch that.
They're going to close out the Rockets tonight.
I wouldn't mind seeing that go 7. I tend to root for Steph, but that's a 9 o'clock start, much more doable. Those 10 and 10:30 starts, whew.
I'll be in Winchester.
Eyes get heavy.
My eyes might be heavy at 9 o'clock tonight.
So we got Rockets-Warriors tonight and then Jets-Blues tonight. We're rooting for the Jets. We want to get this thing done. Let's get the Caps-Canes show on the road. We think, anyway. Obviously, plenty else going on in kind of the sports universe. We've reached a stage with the RFK stuff that it's like, it's now in the negotiation, like the amount of conversations going on behind closed doors. That's great. That's what all those folks are paid to do and elected to do. And I don't have a ton of new information or interest related to the stadium. You know what I'm saying? Like we've made our points clear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious about the team now and talking to people that we haven't talked to yet about what it will mean. At 10:30, Charles Mann's going to join us. I care very much what he thinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of how we talked to Doc Walker about it yesterday, all those things. As we go forward, though, I was listening yesterday when we were driving home from Rude. Was there a daytime Nats game yesterday? I was listening to Linnell, who was filling in for Rooster. I think, because Rooster had a colonoscopy. Remember, he decided to share that with us?
Yeah.
And I guess there's a bunch of new, a lot of new batches of power rankings among the NFL have come out because the draft's over. And offseason's been, you know, free agency's largely been conducted for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And now the draft is done. There's new sets of power rankings. And then I listened to the Junks this morning, and they had new sets of power rankings. Rich Eisen, you know Rich Eisen, yep. NFL Network has his own, I guess.
Mr. Running the 40, Rich?
Yeah, that dude. He has the Commanders 2nd overall in his power rankings. It goes Eagles, then Commanders. That, to me, seems a little high. I think it was NFL.com that Linnell was talking about had them 6th. That seems closer to correct. Now, Linnell took great umbrage with the fact that, like, the Ravens and the Chiefs were ahead of Washington. I think we should chill a little bit.
Yeah.
At this stage, I don't really care about where they land on power rankings.
I mean, at this point, nobody's playing games.
Right.
I mean, who really cares?
I was talking to someone yesterday that played in the league for a while, has done a lot of business in around the league, and basically that person's point was what Washington did with the tackles.
Yeah.
They're cementing that their offense, barring some sort of injury that changes everything, right? But what they've done is they've cemented they've got a top five offense. And with that, they've cemented that they're probably a 9 or 10 win team.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, they've probably cemented that they're in the playoffs. They're in the playoff conversation.
Yeah.
Now you get a couple good breaks, maybe it's 13 wins. A couple things go sideways, maybe it's 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
But like, to me, what I care about in early May, 1 week before even rookie minicamp, is that they are now in a position where they are firmly in the playoff discussion.
Yeah.
And then, much like last year, the goal for me, I think really for every team, is at least the divisional round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Football's a crazy game, but you get to that weekend, everything's realistic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, if you can get to that point, then you have a chance. But, like, the whole thing is, at this point, what we all know is you build a new team every year. And just because your team was very good last year doesn't automatically mean it's going to be that this year. They have to be able to go out there, go through the same process, have the same beliefs, get everybody on the same page, and get it done once again. I have a feeling that they will, but, you know, to lose your mind and make outlandish statements at this time of the year? Nobody knows how good we really are.
Now is not the time to get too upset about arbitrary, completely, frankly, irrelevant rankings to me.
100%.
It's not to say that it's not fun to look at and discuss, but like, if Commanders fans are asking me, yo, your team is good coming off NFC title game, everyone said you got to focus on the lines. Well, they did. And now a lot of people still have edge rush angst, and I can understand it. But they invested heavily in the offensive line.
They did.
So if you go back and watch the games against Philly with that really good D-line, I think they're trying to.
They did what they're supposed to.
It's much, much easier. And there's stats to back this up. If you have a top quarterback, if you have a top 5, top 7, top 3, top 10, but if you have a dude, and Washington has a dude, it is significantly more consistent to play good offense.
Totally.
Defense is such a wide variance.
It's a wide variance, but also you got to look at if you got a dude and he has some dudes that's going to work with him, everything is leaning towards offense anyway in defense in this game. Every rule favors the offense.
Totally.
Better take advantage of it.
Totally. All right, Charles Mann set to join us next. Oh, dude, I did hear one kind of interesting thing. University of Maryland still doesn't have their athletic director yet. I did hear.
I throw my hat in the ring.
They may have called an old teammate of yours to check interest.
Really?
You want to guess?
Edwards?
No. I think Brad is now running the Green alumni stuff. You think Daryl's going to be the AD at Maryland?
He will.
Somebody that has worked in like the sports business side.
Keel. Oh, Ryan?
Yeah. He wasn't. He's got too much going on, but at least they're casting a wide
net.
Man,
Ryan, you know
how much
money they pay these dudes?
At least they're casting a wide net.
I would damn. Call me. I'm interested.
All right. To all those at College Park, Brian Mitchell interested in being the University of Maryland athletic director.
Hell yeah.
I suppose I am too. Landfill? All right. Landfill's available. Coming up next. Redskins legend Charles Mann.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Joins the program. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, I'm really excited to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Talk to the one and only number 71, Charles Mann.
71.
Charles, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, JP?
What's up, brother?
Is Brian there?
Yeah.
Or is he on the golf course?
Nah, Charles, man, I don't play that much golf.
Bologna.
Played last night. I mean, yesterday.
Okay.
What's going
How'd
on?
You hit him?
I hit him okay.
Okay, all right.
Apparently better than Leon Duncan, if you know LD. Charles, I don't think it's a secret. You know, we always love having you on the program, but with all the RFK Stadium news of late, it's been pretty cool to talk to some guys that played in that stadium and knew what that was all about.
That experience was about.
You know, I'm curious just kind of your reaction to all the news this week about the Commanders possibly getting back to a rebuilt, revisioned RFK.
I'm really excited about it. And, I ride by the old RFK at least, you know, every couple of months or so I'll end up going past it. And it's sad looking at it, the way it is right now. And I just was hoping, you know, and then I know they have soccer fields and other stuff going on around there. My daughter, my oldest daughter, lives on Tennessee Avenue right there in Capitol Hill.
Wow.
And so for them, they're excited because they're, you know, they're new residents. They've been there about 4 years and they think that the stadium is going to bring value, add value to their homes. And so my son-in-law is very excited. He's a Buffalo Bills fan, though. I'm converting him slowly.
Just keep showing him that same ring.
Yes, exactly. I pull it out and show it to him, and he's, oh, man.
You know, you hear
this. Remember, you married to my, you're in the man family now.
Right? There you go.
But y'all, like, you hear those, like, I hear stories so much about, well, people don't want it around it. You're saying, like, your daughter, them, they feel that it bring value to their home. I'm sure other people feel that as well. And also give them more, let's say, businesses to be able to frequent.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the infrastructure that the Harris Group is going to put around it. The stadium is the stadium, but now these new stadiums, they have all kinds. It's like it's like One Loudoun in Ashburn. Yeah. It's like in Fair Oak. I mean, in Fairfax, they have it's Reston Town Center. It's all that. It's going to be something where you're going to have hotels, shops, restaurants. I mean, that's the exciting part. So there's going to be a lot of building. I know people think that they're not going to get, if you're a contractor or something, you're not going to get any opportunities. Well, guess what? Muriel Bowser and D.C. government don't play. 35% of all the business work that's going to get done in that area is going to be done by local businesses, CBEs. Yeah. So that's what I'm excited about.
Well, and Charles, don't you I don't know. I wanted to ask you about this as a former player, right? But I think people don't realize how much work you do in the D.C. area now in your post.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you transitioned out of football entirely into business. And it's interesting for you. There are critics or opponents of the deal. What would you say to, because some people have legitimate questions. Like, we talked with David Aldridge the other day. And DA's somebody I assume you know, and obviously a friend, and also a really thoughtful, smart person. And there are real questions to this, but that doesn't mean necessarily that it can't happen, right?
I believe there are always going to be naysayers. There are always going to be people looking at, and there's always, you know, several sides of this to look at. But I think about National Harbor and how that all went down, and that didn't go down in a real good way for contractors and people that live in the community. You know, I remember if you look at the old pictures, and you had to dig deep to find this one, but Art Monk and I had a shovel in the ground along with all the other dignitaries that were there when we were breaking ground at National Harbor. And Art and I never got one piece of business. And we were on a doggone shovel in the ground. It'd get zero. Partly because we weren't connected, and partly because we did not trust the leadership. By the way, that leadership ended up going to prison. And so, so we did the right thing there. Muriel Bowser, though, is the boss. She just is very clever, very sound, astute businesswoman. And, you know, I remember what happened with, the whole Capital One Arena and that leaving for Virginia, and that got nixed, So she is very thoughtful, and I think that they wouldn't have come out and made all this big spectacle if they couldn't get this thing done, if they didn't have the votes somewhere. I know there's two or three council members or whatever that are, you know, on the fence, but I believe this thing is going to get done, and I'm excited about it.
I seem to be leaning towards what you're saying, man. Just, you hear a lot, but we've also been around here long enough, and I know people like to begin to say, oh, you don't live in the city. I don't have to live in the city to know what's going on there.
In the city all the time.
I'm in the city almost every day.
I was just over at the Muni the other day, Brian, and I know you were at the Muni, you and JP, doing your. So, I mean, I'm in the city all the time. Now my daughter lives there, so I'm on 8th Street, walking up and down 8th Street, spending money on 8th Street, you know, doing stuff. I live in Ashburn, but I'm in the city all the time.
All the time.
My office is on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, you know, right in Ward 8. I've been there paying tax dollars since 2017. So I'm a part of the city.
There you go.
Charles, when you're walking around, how often are people still coming up to you and talking football?
Oh, my God. You know, only in D.C. I'm in Northern Virginia. People are used to seeing us, and, you know, we're not a big deal, and that's fine. But when I go into D.C., you know, people honking their horns or stopping me or, you know, Charles, man.
You're not very small either, though.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not a little dude.
You're 6'6", so you kind of stand out.
I know. They know I did something.
He got to be somebody.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they used to associate me with Patrick Ewing back in the day when I first got here. I'm like, I am not Patrick Ewing.
That's funny, dude. We're talking. No,
they know who I am. I'm bald headed now. I ain't got no hair. I used to wear the high top and all this and that. But they still remember me for some reason. I don't know. And I really appreciate that. And I speak to everybody. If you come up to me on the street, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to look you in your eye. I'm going to give you some love because, man, it's been a long time. My son would always be intrigued. He'd say, Dad, did you know that person? I said, no, I didn't. He said, but he just came up to you. Yeah, well, you know, that's what they do.
I remember I had this National Defense poster.
Oh, my God.
And you, as a kid, and you had that high top fade working. So, I mean,
I did have it working. I saved a lot of money for that every week.
Dude, it was sharp. It was sharp.
Now I'm saving all kinds of money, JP. I don't have to spend no money on hair.
Well, Charles, we have a video producer now on the program named White Brian. And he has a incredibly receding hairline, and we're trying to convince
him. I'm trying to cut his hair.
Yeah, we're just trying to save him some cash and let one of
them Bobby Womack music. We used to call people Bobby Womack, Bobby Wayback.
Charles, I did want to ask you a football one. A lot of angst in Washington that the Commanders didn't address the edge rusher position enough between free agency and then the draft. Obviously, you're a three-time Super Bowl champ, a four-time Pro Bowler, an edge rusher extraordinaire, 83 sacks over the course of your NFL career. Do you think they did enough?
Ten in the playoffs, though, brother.
Hey, that's a regular season.
10 in the playoffs. Yeah, those 10 in the playoffs are very critical.
Let me add, then, 10 in the playoffs in 19 games, including 4.5 sacks in a Super Bowl winning playoff run in 87.
Yeah.
How was that better?
Yeah. Way better. Thank you. No, let me say this. I know Myles Garrett was one at one point. He was one that they were looking at, and that would have been huge. And he took his name off the chart when he re-signed. And, you know, there's going to be young players out there. There's going to be trades. The general manager, Adam Peters, is pretty sharp.
Yeah.
And they're looking. Don't believe that it's over just because they weren't drafted.
Yep.
You know, there's trades. There's somebody on the waivers that got let go for whatever reason. I believe we haven't seen. I mean, this team isn't assembled completely yet. I think he's still looking for those pieces, and I think it can still happen between now and training camp, or now in the first game.
See, that's
or
what
even during the season, they're going to be looking.
Yeah, I look at it like, you know, we always see it happen, and we get. People get upset, but the team is not solidified until the first game.
And I
believe that they're going to find somebody. But then I always look at this, Charles, like you had it. I've seen it for years where coaches make a difference. We went through a period where guys came in here, they stayed the same or they didn't get better. Some of them got worse. But Adam, they showed last year that they know how to get the best out of what they have.
Yeah.
So somebody has
Luvu, and Luvu, I mean, that joker, he showed that he's a baller.
Yeah.
And they can put him in positions and make him even better than he was now that they see how he plays. And, I mean, so they have some talent here. Don't overlook what's already in the building. And having it getting better. And the defensive coaches, I mean, Richie Pettibone was just so sharp.
Mm-hmm.
He put us in the best positions to be the best that we could be. And sometimes if you're rigid as a coordinator, then you don't take advantage of what you have. And so they need to take advantage of what they have. I know Luvu can do a standing long jump.
How awesome was that?
He was crashing that doggone quarterback sneak. I mean, take advantage of that. Take advantage of the gifts that you already have on the team. And then, you know, they're always looking. All during the year, they'll be looking for somebody on the wire. Somebody, there'll be somebody. This team isn't, as Brian said, it's not completely assembled. Well, and it won't be. It'll always be a work in progress.
Totally.
Well, to that point, Charles, a couple guys last year kind of came on late, and one guy was on the wire. Jalen Holmes was a kid they signed about halfway through the season, played his college ball at Ohio State.
Okay, well, that tells you a lot right there.
Big, long guy, 6'5", I think, with real length. He finished pretty strong for them, had two sacks kind of down the stretch. And then another guy was Jean-Baptiste, was a seventh rounder.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, did either of those guys show you anything?
I like you're absolutely correct. And these guys are just, you know, I remember my first year I was behind Dexter, and I ended up getting three sacks that year, and that was, you know, great for, you know, rookie that didn't start. But the next year I exploded. The next year, mm-hmm. I took over Todd Liebenstein's position over on the left side. Dexter stayed on the right side, and then all of a sudden I had 10 and a half sacks, just mm-hmm. like that.
But see, that's
I mean, it just from give these guys a chance.
1 year to the next can be a world of difference. Somebody that's on the roster today, like I always say, people get crazy over names. But you know what those names are? They didn't have names prior, so they had to build that.
Yeah,
and then somebody on your team
Ryan,
we the had same
that little thing. We had that little tape on our helmet saying Mitchell. Man, you know they didn't know who we were
exactly
until they did.
Exactly,
yeah. Charles. Man, thank you. It's funny. I'm saying Charles, sir, dude, Charles. Charles, thank you so much for joining
us. Charles, I'll see you tonight sometime later, right?
Yeah, you will. You'll see me tonight. And hey, JP, you called me the other day. I got it late, and I did, you know,
all
so
good.
I apologize because I like to call people back. So
all good. You could probably guess what I was calling about now that we know all the news that had come out.
All right, Charles.
All right, guys. You well.
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much,
all
Charles.
Right, bye.
All right, Charles, man. I've told him before, when I was a little kid playing at Maplewood, I wore number 71 because Charles Mann was the coolest. When
at JP.
I was not much of an edge rusher, though. Coming up at 11, PFT Commenter joins the program.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we got to talk a little Caps here. Caps are actually underdogs to the Hurricanes in this
That's
series.
That's okay.
I kind of get it based on the regular season. All of our Caps coverage is presented by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military, made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. All right, everybody get your phone out. Turn all the mics on because we got a pop quiz, Carolina Hurricanes pop quiz. These are names we need to know. I'll be honest, shout out to Kerwin who sent these to me. We're all going to try to pronounce these important Hurricanes players' names. We'll start with Jeffrey. Jeff, I just put a name in the group thread for you to pronounce, dog. What do you got?
Jesperi Kotkaniemi? Is it Jesperi?
I don't know. We're all trying together. I'll tell you the official one. What do you got, B?
I'll go with Kotkaniemi at the end, but I think that name is normally like Jesper instead of Jesper.
So you are right. It's Jesperi. And then I guess it's
Kotkaniemi.
Jesperi Kotkaniemi. Watch out for him, Lamphill.
I'm going to tell you, boy, I know who does it so smoothly. Joby.
Joby's good. You know who else? John Walton. All
yes.
right. All right, White Brian, what you got? I got one for you. Now, this dude, I actually know how to say it.
What's that?
Boom. I just dropped it in. WB, what do you got?
Andre Svenikov?
That was bad, dog. This is a player we've heard of. Landfill, you got this one?
Veshnikov.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that, what Beamer just said.
Andre Svechnikov.
Yeah.
That he's good. Like, I know that guy. Let's go back to Jeff, because I don't have much.
You'd rather have Jeff? So this is like, this reminds me of when I was in Hawaii with Gil, and I was like, look, Gil, spill it. We were in a car, and the guy drives around. I'm like, Gil, what's the name of that street? He didn't get a name right.
Those Hawaiian names.
The driver was dying laughing. He had tears in his eyes.
Melikalikimaka.
He was destroying them.
All right, Jane. Jeffrey, what do you got here?
Shane got to be here.
Shane got to be here. That's his official name for this second round series. I think it's Shane Gostisbehere.
Gostisbehere.
Gots to be here 100%.
I went that, dog.
Yo, I'm in
on that.
They said
you got to sound it out.
All right, I'll lead us off with this one because I don't know. I don't have much on this. My man's name
is... That is hilarious, dog.
Shane Gots to be here.
Oh, man.
Pyotr Kochetkov. I don't know if that
Kochetkov.
Do you think that first name is just Peter?
Peter.
It's probably Peter. Peter Kochetkov.
Peter Kochetkov. Shane Gots to be here. Andre Chestnikov. Jesperi Kotkaniemi. PFT commenter joins us next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.